Who was your Aunt Betty?
Nah.
Your Aunt Betty? Was she your mother's sister?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Did your mother have any brothers?
My mother never had no brothers. I don't remember none of my mother's mother having no brothers. I don't remember her having no brothers. Mama never had no. There's three sisters of my own, too, and I can remember.
Go ahead.
There's three sisters of all I can remember.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you know where your parents or your aunts are buried?
But I don't know my mama's sister named Gina.
Mm-hmm.
And my other mama's sister named Betty.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Do you know where they're buried? Where their graves are?
My brother's wife. You said my brother's wife.
No. What church? She was buried where?
Yeah.
Your mother was buried where?
Yes.
In New Hope Cemetery?
New Hope Cemetery.
Okay.
Old cemetery. You know, we got a new cemetery. But she was buried in the old cemetery.
Now, where's the old cemetery?
Where? Going toward Clemson from here.
Okay.
Yeah, this is, you go down the hill, going to Clemson.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any of your father's brothers or sisters?
Well, I met my papa's brothers.
And what was his name?
Uncle Pink. Oh, what my papa's other brother's name? I'm just thinking of a little name. Yes, she is. Okay. His name is Pink. My brother's father's name is Pink.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think she's all the same. Okay, yeah, his brother named Frank.
Frank. Pink? Okay. Where did they live?
Man.
Where did they live?
Where they live. Below and a little Milton. 100 Path, I think that's the way they lived. Honey Path.
Honey Path?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did they own their own home?
No, ma'am.
Did they rent it?
No. Yeah.
Did they rent it?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, what'd you say?
Did they rent their home?
No, they didn't own no home.
Okay.
That's what you meant, eh?
Mm-hmm.
No, they didn't own no home. You know, they just live from place to place. You know, renting, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. No, they didn't own no places I know of.
Okay. Do you remember any of the people they rented their homes from?
No, ma'am. I can't remember because I was too small. I can't remember them.
Do you remember any of your other relatives when you were growing up?
Brothers.
And what were their names?
And the brothers?
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't know them.
You didn't know them?
No. I didn't know Esther.
Did any of your relatives talk about their childhood? Did any of your older relatives talk about their childhood? What they did when they were kids?
No, I know.
Okay.
No. You say college?
No, childhood, what they did when they were little, like playing or going to school.
Oh, they went to school.
Do you know where they went to school?
Ma'am?
Do you know where they went to school?
No, ma'am. I don't know where they went to school at.
Did they graduate from high school?
They didn't go to high school.
Okay.
No. As I know, I mean, I can't think of that. I don't know that. I don't know.
Did your parents or any of your relatives talk about slavery?
No, not as I know.
Okay.
You know, my father was raised in slavery time.
He was raised where, ma'am?
In slavery time. The white people raised my father.
Hmm?
Yes. My father.
Your father?
Yes. White people raised me.
Do you remember their names?
No.
Do you remember anything about that he might have said?
No, ma'am. I don't remember nothing about that. I just remember they raised my father, you know. Mm-hmm. That's all I remember. Because my father told us that the white people raised him in slavery time.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know that.
What about your mom?
My mother was raised in the same way. Yes. I don't know who raised her. And she was raised in slavery time, too. Mm.
Do you know where any other relatives are buried?
No, I don't know none of the relatives. No.
Okay.
I don't know none of their relatives.
When you were growing up, do you remember anybody's funeral? What went on at anybody's funeral?
Only.
What happened? What they did during a funeral?
No, I can't remember nothing like that.
What about weddings? Do you remember anybody getting married? At a wedding?
What?
Do you remember any of your relatives getting married?
No.
No?
No, ma'am. I don't remember marrying.
What families are you related to by marriage?
Family?
Mm-hmm.
I make that.
Okay. Do they live in this area?
Oh, no, they were raised in Belton. They were raised down in Belton County, down in Belton. You know where Belton is?
It's on the lower part of the state?
Yes.
What did your parents do for a living?
Well, we farmed. He farmed.
What kind of crops did they raise?
Oh, cotton, corn, peas, and everything, wheat. Everything. We raised everything. Molasses cane, molasses. You know molasses?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, he made that.
Were your grandparents farmers?
Yes, I learned their farming.
Okay.
Yeah, they raised that on the farm.
Were they sharecroppers?
Man.
Were they sharecroppers?
Sell. You said they did they sell it.
Did they give part of their crops to someone else?
Yes. They got, you know, they give rent. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, I'm that's what you meant.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any of the people they rented from?
Rented from?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I can remember. So I can see my key code in there. The one know the man, he really did show.
Mm-hmm.
How come I can't call him then? I can't call him. I can't call the man name.
Was he white?
Man.
Was he a white man?
White man, yes, sir. Mr. He worked here at Clinton. Oh, I can't call his name. Mr. Oh, come on, son. Oh, I can't call his name to save my life. Oh, Watkins. That's Watkins.
Watkins?
He was Watkins.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did your older relatives ever have to leave the farm to get work?
Oh, no.
No?
No. Leave the farm to get work?
Mm-hmm.
No, not that no way.
Did the children ever work off the farm?
Oh, my children did. Where? I don't know about the rest there.
When you were little, did you ever work any place besides on the farm?
Man.
Did you ever work off the farm when you were little?
Did I work off the farm?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, I worked off the farm since I've been married.
And where did you work?
Well, I worked all over Clemson. All over Clemson, all over Central.
Mm-hmm.
I worked over.
What kind of things did you do at work?
Well, I waited on Sixth Street.
Okay.
I worked on Sixth Street, and I waited at Pion's in Anderson County.
Okay. Did any of your family ever work for the railroad?
Railroad?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, and my son, his past, he did.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one, but he's passed.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was his name?
His name James.
James?
James McDowell.
When you were little, what kind of jobs were open to black men?
Man.
When you were young, what kind of jobs were open to black men?
What kind of job out?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't do nothing working in the farm.
Were there any jobs open outside of the farm?
No. Not at that time. This, I didn't work in long that time.
Okay.
I guess I was too small. We worked crops, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I didn't work in it at all. Oh, I didn't work in there. Yeah, we worked with Mr. Watkins.
Okay.
He owned the farm. We worked his farm.
Was that in Clemson?
Out in the country, yes, ma'am.
How did young people earn money? When you were little, how did you earn money?
Well, we didn't earn. How did we work?
How did you earn spending money? Did you earn spending?
No, I didn't earn no money. Okay. No, I didn't earn no money. Yome.
Where did your family go shopping? If you had to go store shopping when you were little, where did your family go?
They went to Belton.
Did they buy their things on using cash or on credit?
I don't know how that was. I couldn't tell you about that because I don't know how to do that. I don't know because they read everything to you on the farm, you know, see. They have their own hog, they have their own beef and everything, you see. Peas and all that, you know, and vegetables and milk. They raise all of them.
What about clothing? Did they make their own?
Well, they made the clothes. Yes, and they made the clothes.
And what kind of material did they use?
Pillows. What kind of pillows?
Material for the clothing? Where did they get the material?
Oh, I guess they got it from, I don't know where they got the material. I don't know where it was.
Okay.
No.
Did your family make their own furniture?
No.
No?
Not as I know.
Do you know where they got it from?
No, I don't know that.
What was your house like when you were little?
Man.
What was your home like when you were little?
When I was little?
Mm-hmm.
I was living in Belton. I was raised in Belton.
What did your house look like? Can you describe it for me?
Well, let's see. It's just like the houses here now. Yes, it's
How many rooms?
Man.
How many rooms were in?
I can't remember how many old rooms there were. No, I can't remember that. How many rooms were there? The houses, you know? No, I couldn't remember that. How many rooms? Been so long, I can't remember how many rooms there were in the house we lived in, you know? No, I can't remember.
Do you remember anything about that time? At all? Anything that comes to mind about that house?
About that?
Mm-hmm.
About the house?
About the house or your family when you were living there?
Well, they take census, you know. They take how many children, take your father and mother's name, and the children's name, you know, like that.
Did all your relatives live close together?
No, they didn't all real close together. Doing like they're doing now. Some one place, some another. That's all I can tell you. That's all I know.
Were any of your relatives known for special talents like quilting or musicians?
Quilting.
Or musicians or things like that?
Yes, and they couldn't. See, I made my own quilt.
And who taught you how to do that?
My mother. My mother taught me how to. I pieced the quilts up and then I quilted them.
How did you get the material for the quilts?
Well, we get it from the people that own it, you know. Just like we buy things, food from the store.
Okay.
That's the way we got it.
Do you remember any of your older relatives talking about hard times or good times that they lived through?
Oh, I don't know their names, but I remember sure they had a hard time.
Tell me about it. Can you tell me a little about it?
I can tell the names. They had a hard time having food to eat. And, I don't know what else. They were in slavery, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a hard time.
Were they abused as slaves?
Yes, some of them were abused. Some of them weren't treated good at all. You know.
Do you remember anything about natural disasters like a flood or a tornado when you were little?
A washing. What'd you say?
Do you remember anything about natural disasters when you were little, like floods or tornadoes?
Tomatoes.
Tornadoes?
No.
Bad storms?
No.
No?
No, I never had that.
Do you remember the flu epidemic in 1917?
The flu?
Mm-hmm.
I remember the flu.
And what happened?
People got sick, you know, in flu time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all right.
And what did they do for those people that were sick?
Well, they didn't work here. They used roots in the woods and made tea, so.
Mm-hmm.
Tea over them roots for sick when they sick.
Do you remember any of the names of those roots?
Man.
Do you remember any of the names of those roots?
Do I remember any of the names? Let's see if I got you. No. I remember yellow root. Yellow root and may sassafras tea or coal. That you sassafras for tea.
Mm-hmm.
Tea. And that's all I can remember saying. Well, but you can have to find that sassafras now to make tea for when you got a cold and things.
Mm-hmm.
You probably can't find that tea now. There's one bunch when I see going towards the highway. One bunch. And you can't hardly find it. It's all died out.
Did any of your family die from the flu epidemic?
Flu?
Did any of your family die from the flu?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember?
I can't remember their names now.
A lot?
Several of my... I can't think of their names.
Were they older or little children?
No, they're old. They were old. In time of the flu,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, they was old.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Did any of your family serve in World War I? That was around the time of the epidemic?
Two of my sons joined. Two sons.
And what are their names?
One named Harvey. Lee and the other name. I can't think of the other name. Harley said. He's with it. I'll give my son the key. She ain't told him his name. Otis. What's your two brothers' name was in the army? Harvey Lee and who?
Oh, Wayne.
There's two in the service.
You mean my brother?
Uh-huh.
Wayne and Harvey.
Huh?
Wayne, the oldest one. Wayne.
Wayne?
Wayne and Otis.
And Harvey. Wayne and Harvey?
Wayne and Harvey.
Yeah.
In World War II?
Mm-hmm.
In the Navy. You were in the Navy.
Thank you.
Yeah. I couldn't see, but which one, two of them? I know two of them was in the Army, you know.
What church did your family belong to?
Man.
What church did your family belong to?
New Hope Church.
And that's Baptist?
Ma'am.
Is it Baptist?
Baptist, yes, ma'am. It's Baptist.
Did anyone in your family belong to a different religion?
No. They're just Baptist.
Okay.
And so, as I know, I was born to the Baptist.
Okay. Do you remember any of the ministers of your church when you were younger?
Well, I remember my brother-in-law was he was the pastor of my other church.
And what was his name?
Someone can't call me brother. J.C. my dog.
Okay.
J.C. Oh, let me see if I got this right. Oh, when young J.C. the preacher?
Yeah.
That's him. Okay. J.C. my dog.
And he's your brother-in-law?
That was my brother-in-law.
Okay. Do you have any sisters or brothers?
Yes, come on. I have several sisters. Just five of us girls.
The five girls?
Yes.
No boys?
We all us. Man?
No boys? No brothers?
Oh, yes, my brother. I had several brothers.
Do you remember their names?
Brother Name. Brother Frank. Brother Name. Brother
Frank. And the second one was?
Man.
The second brother's name?
Frank. And Mustard. Brother Frank. Brother Frank and Brother Landon, that's my oldest brothers.
Mm-hmm.
They was my oldest brothers. Brother Frank and Brother Landon, they was my oldest brothers.
Frank and Len?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what about your sisters?
Mm-hmm. One named Laura. And other name, Alice.
Alice?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did the minister of your church live near your church when you were little?
Man.
When you were younger, did the minister of your church live close to the church?
Did I live close to the church?
The minister?
Yes, my brother-in-law lives close to the church.
Okay.
He made that.
Did he have another job besides minister?
Oh, yes, and he worked field. He worked field. Yes.
What kind of training did he have to be a preacher? What kind of schooling did he have to be a preacher?
Well, I don't know how that is. You know, we had learning to read, you know, and Daddy went to school and learned how to read, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's me, all I know. Mm-hmm. And he come to be a minister, you know, and teach people the Lord's commandments.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How long did you go to school?
How long I went to school?
Mm-hmm.
I went to school until I got married.
How old were you when you got married?
Man.
How old were you when you got married?
Almost 15 years old.
And what was your husband's name?
You will see, make that. Okay.
Were there any other churches in your community that were as important as New Hope?
Do I know any of the church's name?
Mm-hmm.
While he was a preacher.
Mm-hmm.
Golden View and let's see. It's a preacher. Yeah, he preached two kids, Golden View and Central. The Central Baptist. Like they called it church name, where he was pastor.
When did you move to Clemson? When did you move to Clemson?
From Clemson to Clemson?
Mm-hmm.
I moved above Seneca, Walhalla.
Mm-hmm.
I moved from Walhalla.
When? Do you remember when?
No.
Long time
ago? I never even moved my membership. my membership stayed in Anderson till I moved where I'm at now. And I moved my membership here.
Okay.
To this church.
To New Hope?
New Hope.
Okay.
I can't think of everything I've done. But I know I moved in from Anderson to New Hope.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did the churches when you were younger have cemeteries?
Oh, yes, and they had cemeteries.
Did they have headstones for each grave?
Yeah.
Did they have headstones for each grave?
You know.